You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to the latest edition of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. I am your host, Anthony Marino, and the 2019 NFL schedule has officially been released. Happy to share with you this evening the latest slate of opponents for the Buffalo Bills during the 2019 season. As we are just about 1 week away from the 2019 NFL draft, we knew that the schedule would be breaking sometime soon, and now we finally have it, so Buffalo Bills fans can start to plan their schedules, any road trips they may be looking at, and just looking forward to the 2019 season as the Bills know who they will be playing each weekend throughout the year. So right now on Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, we're just going to go through the schedule with you, share that information, some thoughts here and there on the opponents for the Bills and some of the matchups that they have, and would love to get your opinions as well, either in the comments here, through Twitter, or at BuffaloRumblings.com. So the Buffalo Bills, they will open the season on the road playing the New York Jets in the Meadowlands at a 1 p.m. kickoff on Sunday, September 8. And initially, there was speculation that the Jets would be playing on Monday Night Football, kind of some rumors that were out there. But obviously, those rumors proved to be false as the Jets will be hosting the Bills in week one of the NFL season. At least from my perspective, I love the storyline that comes with this. Obviously, a divisional rival. But Josh Allen and Sam Darnold entering their second season as starting quarterbacks in the NFL coming together. What I look at as a matchup between these two young quarterbacks, and you know, obviously, of course, want to see Josh Allen become a franchise quarterback and do a great job. But I like what I've seen so far in Sam Darnold as well. And I think if this can grow into a fun rivalry between these two quarterbacks for years to come, that's something I would love to see. And for the Bills and Jets to open the season with one another, I think that's a great piece. For any Bills fans that want to make the trip down to the Meadowlands, it's a doable trip for fans if they want to be there for the opener of the season. And again, I think you look at the Josh Allen, Sam Darnold storyline. For me, that's something that I'm excited to see in week one, and I imagine that many Buffalo Bills fans would be as well. And week two, and I imagine the Bills will come back to Orchard Park after the game against the Jets, but they will be right back in New Jersey again at the Meadowlands to face the New York Giants. Obviously, it's going to be interesting to see what this New York Giants team looks like. Odell Beckham Jr. is a Cleveland Brown at this point, so Eli Manning is, at least for the time being, still their starting quarterback, but there will be a lot of questions to see if the Giants are to draft someone in the first round this season. Regardless, if they do take a quarterback in the 2019 NFL draft, I think many folks can expect Eli Manning to be the starter at that point. But it is a bit of a new-look Giants team. Obviously, still some talent on the offensive side of the ball. They still have Saquon Barkley, obviously, who can do some great things. They signed Golden Tate. But what will the Giants look like without Odell Beckham Jr.? We'll find out very early in the season as the Bills travel to the Giants in week two. Week three actually ends up being the home opener for the Bills. So Bills fans having to wait until week three. I'm curious to get your perspective if that's something that bothers you a bit, that you have to wait till the third week of the season, or if at that point really it's just it'll be more anticipation and more reason to get excited. But the Bills will be hosting the Cincinnati Bengals at New Era Field. You know, with that being said, there's still plenty of speculation if Andy Dalton will be the starting quarterback for the Bengals this year. If they look to draft a new quarterback in the first round with the 11th pick, or even as a prospective team, at least that has been in mock draft world, a team that there's some speculation that they could be trading up to get their future quarterback as well. But as you look at the start of the season with the Jets, the Giants, the Bengals, you know, three very winnable games for the Bills to start the season, albeit they have to wait until week three to get the home opener against the Cincinnati Bengals. Then it comes in week four, the New England Patriots, the defending Super Bowl champions, will travel to Buffalo to face the Bills on Sunday, September 29th. For the Bills, obviously, the New England Patriots have been the longtime nemesis, and I think for Bills fans, if they can get off to a fast start, there will be plenty of speculation around that game, and hopefully the Bills can get the upset win in week four against Tom Brady and the Patriots, again, who no longer have Rob Gronkowski at tight end, will be, of course, always one of the more anticipated home games on the schedule as the Patriots come to Buffalo in week four. The Bills are back on the road on Sunday, October 6th, as they travel to take on the Tennessee Titans. I think for many fans, as they think of potential road trips throughout the 2019 year, that trip down to Nashville is one that stands out for many fans as could be an attractive road trip and a good weekend for the Bills. As you head to Columbus Day weekend, Sunday, October 13, no game for the Bills. They have their bye in week six. I guess I would see that as a little bit early in the season, but honestly not in position to complain about the bye schedule at this point. So in week six, the Buffalo Bills will be on their bye and come back the following weekend to host the Miami Dolphins on Sunday, October 20th. What looks like will be Ryan Fitzpatrick probably making another homecoming to Buffalo. Again, though, the Dolphins, one of those teams that there could be plenty of speculation around them drafting a quarterback in the first round, the potential to trade for someone like Josh Rosen, still plenty of time to be seen. But for many fans, I think if Ryan Fitzpatrick was the starting quarterback coming back to Buffalo for that game, there would at least be somewhat of a warm reception for Fitz, remaining one of the fan favorites for many Buffalo Bills fans. Things get a little interesting. Heading to the following week, in week eight, the Philadelphia Eagles come to New Era Field, a 1 o'clock kickoff. You know, for the Eagles, obviously we expect plenty of their fans to make the trip to Buffalo and be in attendance for that game. Should be an interesting game to see how Carson Wentz looks coming off of last season's injuries. But again, being the starting quarterback for the Eagles, to have the NFC East foe come to Buffalo, I think will be an anticipated matchup for fans in Western New York. The following week after that, the Washington Redskins travel to Buffalo, another team that has plenty of questions around the quarterback position at this point. Plenty of speculation, right, that the Redskins will look to do something in the first round of the 2019 NFL draft. Maybe that they'll trade the 15th overall pick for Josh Rosen, or maybe they'll potentially trade up in the first round to get their future franchise quarterback. For them, I think you take a look, a lot of these pieces, the Redskins are a team that have been struggling since Alex Smith went down at quarterback. They acquired Case Keenum in the offseason. Will that be their starter? Will there be a rookie QB? I think you can see a little bit of a theme developing here, right? As we talk about the first half of the season, many of these teams could have a new quarterback in place, a quarterback in waiting, maybe some questions around what they'll be doing with their signal callers. But really, for the most part, with a couple of exceptions, there will be plenty of question marks, and the Washington Redskins will be one of those teams. Coming up, one of the most anticipated games for Bills fans will come on Sunday, November 10th, as the Bills travel to Cleveland to take on Baker Mayfield and the Browns. You look at the offseason that the Browns have had, the acquisition of Odell Beckham Jr., a talented team that started to turn the corner during the 2018 season, truly because of Baker Mayfield. And now on November 10th, the Bills travel to Cleveland in what should be an exciting matchup. Again, we talked about the Jets early on. Sam Darnold, the look of a franchise quarterback for the Jets, and that rivalry continuing to grow. We could see something similar with the Cleveland Browns between Josh Allen, between Baker Mayfield, two franchises that have struggled in recent history, and that's probably putting it kindly. But again, if the Browns are one of those teams in a similar fashion to the Bills with Josh Allen, if they have found their franchise cornerback, this could be an exciting matchup that comes on November 10th. After that, the Bills will travel to Miami on Sunday, November 17th. Maybe for any of those fans looking for a getaway, I guess you could say, in the early part of the winter season, the Bills will travel to Miami, again, Sunday, November 17th. And the following weekend, the Bills, November 24, will host the Denver Broncos, a 1 p.m. kickoff at New Era Field. Probably the highlight of the schedule for the Bills comes on Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 28th. The Bills will travel down to Dallas to play the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day, a 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff. For many fans, right, the Bills, if you haven't figured it out yet at this point, are not getting a primetime game, at least the way the schedule is set to date. But to have that game, that nationally televised game on Thanksgiving Day, 4:30 p.m. against Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, and the Dallas Cowboys, a great matchup, a great marquee nationally televised game for the Buffalo Bills on Thanksgiving Day. The following week after that, the Bills play host to the Baltimore Ravens in one of their two December home games. Again, one of those second-year quarterbacks facing the Buffalo Bills, Lamar Jackson, brings the Ravens to Buffalo on December 8th. Coming down the home stretch, things not so easy for the Bills. They travel to Pittsburgh on December 15 to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Obviously, plenty of changes for them without Antonio Brown. Le'Veon Bell in New York for the Bills. That will be a tough matchup late in the season, as then they go into Week 16, traveling to Foxborough to take on the New England Patriots. We'll talk about this one a little bit more after the break. That game could be on Saturday, December 21st, or Saturday, December 22nd, and we'll talk a little bit more about what that can mean. And then finally, the Bills wrap up the season, bookends, this time at home, Sunday, December 29th, hosting the New York Jets. Again, Sam Darnold and Josh Allen meeting again. They kick off things in Week 1, wrap things up in Week 17. We'll have some additional breakdown for you on the schedule right after this break.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome back to Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. I'm your host, Anthony Marino, talking 2019 NFL schedule release taking place. And before the break, we talked a little bit about the Bills' Week 16 matchup with the New England Patriots, and there's a little bit of a caveat around that game. The Bills could be playing on Saturday, December 21st, or on Sunday, December 22nd. And here's a little bit of the scenario just to give you some information that comes with that. Right, and this comes officially from Buffalo Bills PR. And it says here, the Bills-Patriots Week 16 matchup is one of five games that's eligible for an NFL Network triple header. Games will be at 1 p.m., 4:30 p.m., 8:15 p.m. on Saturday, December 21st. A decision on the date and time of the game will be made following Week 8, with three games selected to be played Saturday and two to be played on Sunday. Now, as we go into this, obviously it does give the Buffalo Bills the potential to play in a primetime game, with that 8:15 p.m. time slot during Week 16 on Saturday, December 21st. Right now, the Buffalo Bills are the only team in the NFL without a primetime game on the 2019 schedule, albeit they do have the Thanksgiving Day matchup at the Dallas Cowboys, a nationally televised game, but again, not one of those primetime matchups. So what are the other games that the Bills and Patriots are in contention with for that primetime spot for the NFL Network triple header on Saturday, December 21st? So we have the Detroit Lions at the Denver Broncos, the Oakland Raiders at the Los Angeles Chargers, obviously the Bills and Patriots, the Los Angeles Rams at the San Francisco 49ers, and the Houston Texans at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So three of those games will be broadcast on NFL Network on Saturday, December 21st. Two of those games will just be shifted to Sunday, December 22nd, what I would assume at either a 1 p.m. or 4 p.m. time slot. So I know there was plenty of disappointment from Bills fans as the schedule was released that the team had not received a primetime game. Still some hope for a Week 16 matchup. Let's be honest. We know that the NFL loves their matchups on primetime that feature the New England Patriots. Maybe the Bills could be the opponent and getting that primetime matchup again on Saturday, December 21st. So, Bills fans, we've got that option, right? We talk about as the possibility for the primetime game. We talked about the nationally televised game on Thanksgiving Day. I would love to get your feedback on that as well. And I've seen a few different things. Obviously, it's been a short period of time since the schedule was released. For myself, for the Bills to get that featured matchup against the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day, for me, I think that's a great thing, right? We'll be with family, we'll be with friends to sit down after you eat and watch the Bills take on the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day. I think that's a fantastic piece, but I would love to get your feedback. Do you look at that and think that, you know, it's just another game, whether it's played on Thanksgiving Day or not, or do you like the fact that it plays into that tradition? It's been 25 years since the Bills did play on Thanksgiving Day. So for me, I look at that. I think it's a great opportunity, the Bills to be in a nationally televised game. It seems like each year on Thanksgiving Day, that matchup against the Dallas Cowboys is the most exciting game that takes place. I guess you could say the featured matchup on Thanksgiving. So for the Buffalo Bills to be traveling down to Dallas to take on the Cowboys, that's something I'm excited about, but I would love to get your feedback on that matchup and the entire 2019 schedule for the Buffalo Bills. This is also our last edition of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, unless there's some major trade or signing that takes place before the 2019 NFL Draft. Next week, when it comes to our draft coverage, we will have a podcast available for you after the first round. Another one that will launch after the second and third round, one that'll take place after the conclusion of the draft, and another one on Monday following the draft to round up all of the undrafted free agents. So it's going to be very busy for us with Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. We'll have the breakdown of all the draft picks for the Buffalo Bills that will be coming in just about 1 week away, the 2019 NFL Draft. So we look forward to all the coverage on BuffaloRumblings.com. We appreciate you downloading Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, tuning in with us each week. I'm your host, Anthony Marino. We'll be back with you for the 2019 NFL Draft in just a few days. Thanks again, and go Bills.